Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli. 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat. 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Bad Boys, Bread, and Dick Hits Water. They're on the way right after this.
Hello.
Hello.
You reach the animal walks into a bar joke hotline. Here's today's animal walks into a bar joke.
That's a recording.
Oh.
A horse walks into a bar.
Right.
The bartender walks over and says, "Hey, bud, why the long face?" Thank you. The animal walks into a bar. Joe Cotley.
So just one per day?
That's it?
One joke per day.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Thank you very much.
I want to find out what Alan Zippo Lighter Guy's doing now.
Yeah, I can. I'll have to look him up. Yeah, we'll I probably shouldn't have given his real name, but that's all true. Mr. Malin's English class. Once again, we were talking about Shakespeare, which snooze fest. And he was talking about all the people in disguise in this one play, and Alan just shouted out, "Judy in disguise." God, it was the funniest thing ever, and they kicked him out of class. Great song.
The class laughed, right?
Oh, yeah. It was
big
great.
Laughs.
Yeah, but Alan always had a Zippo lighter with him.
Was he a smoker?
Yeah, he was smoking in the eighth grade.
Oh, was he?
Cigarettes in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
What else are you going to do? I'm sorry.
I don't know. Learn.
Yeah. You don't copy off those guys.
Oh, I didn't do any of
some rapscallion.
He was one of those cool guys.
Oh, was he?
We have
Bad boy.
Christy Lee.
Did he have a black leather jacket, too?
I don't know. He was more of a collegiate look.
Really?
As I recall. Yeah.
Sounds like a real douchebag.
He's a very nice kid.
Giant dick.
I'm sure he's a great guy. Now, Christy Lee, you like the Bad Boys, right?
Oh, yeah. I was always attracted to the Bad Boys,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's rate them in bed.
Not anymore.
Let's rate them in bed by musical instruments.
What? No,
sorry. Let's move forward here. What do you got at the news desk?
A bald eagle was seen traveling through security at Charlotte Douglas International Airport.
Hey, how are you doing?
We were just talking about CLT earlier today.
Do I have to take my shoes off still? Or is that, I have clear.
The TSA said its special guest, the 19-year-old bald eagle named Clark, decided to give his wings a break and fly commercial.
Ah.
The agency said it screened Clark and his handler, Daniel Cohn, prior to their flight.
If you've seen this video, it's hilarious.
Yes. Yeah, the guy standing at that booth have to go through, and it's holding this giant bird.
It's like every TSA line you've ever seen, except there's a giant eagle on a guy's arm, and the eagle's like majestic, looking around.
When he gets in the machine, please, God willing, does the eagle also put his wings out like this?
I hope so.
Moving
a tiny belt?
Yeah.
He did show off a bit during screening, according to Daniel Cohn, the assistant director of World Bird Sanctuary. Clark weighs about 7.5 pounds and has a wingspan of just over 6 feet. The pair were flying home after participating in High Point University's convocation ceremony.
Wow. Well,
you can rent an eagle, have them come out and fly it,
But I mean, is the eagle in a seat? On the plane?
I love this joke.
What do you want him to do?
Well, where else is he going to be?
Let me ask you this.
The eagle's not in a cage, right? So the eagle
is... No, it's just in their seat.
If the plane's flying at 700 miles an hour, and the eagle is in coach and flies up to first class, how fast is he flying?
Oh, I hate math.
As he's going
702 miles an
hour.
Son of a...
I just hope he doesn't...
Let's hear out of the young again.
I hope he doesn't eat the emotional support hamster on the next...
Yeah.
Okay.
He's huge.
That's real?
They're very big.
I thought that was a statue.
No.
That's been augmented.
That's the bald eagle.
Well, he's just, it's the perspective because you see.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean.
It's not the size of that person.
No, she's standing behind the eagle.
Beautiful.
Yes.
It's a beautiful bird.
A 6 foot wingspan. That's still pretty impressive.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's Michael Phelps.
Only 7 pounds.
I thought it'd be a lot.
I would have thought they would have been heavier too.
Well, that's how they can fly, you see, fellas. They're very light.
I still thought it was a lot heavier.
Man,
I would have also, yeah. But boy, oh boy.
The eagle, man. That's America, baby.
Yeah. Sure is.
Right, Christy, you were just in Paris?
Yes.
France?
Yes.
Right? A poor man's weehawking, am I right? They go crazy with the food. All the food. We went to some restaurant. Presidents have eaten here. All the food. It was chicken. We paid $600 for chicken. Come on. You ever had chicken three pieces of biscuit at Popeye's?
That's good. That's very tasty.
That's good.
And bread. A lot of bread.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The bread. 8 hours on a flight for the bread. You ever been to Ocala, Florida? They got bread.
So the Eagle was flying from where to where on board this aircraft?
It was flying from Charlotte to... I don't know where he was going.
It would have been great if the pilot had come over the thing when the Eagle has landed, right when the guy landed the plane, you see, with the moon launch and everything. Never mind. I'm talking about tomorrow.
You didn't even give us a chance to laugh if we were going to. You're a bad human being.
I'm going to walk out. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Well, I liked it, Tom. Hey, this is Dick Hitzwater, sitting in for Thurston Cox. And this is some other news.
Thurston Cox.
Thurston Cox.
Well, I went to a wedding over the weekend. The wedding couple used their dogs in the ceremony.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's what I said. The ring bearer and flower girl wore dogs.
Oh, that's cute.
Which was adorable, till Ms. Bella dropped a deuce on the altar and Bojangles started humping the best man's leg.
That's unfortunate.
Yes. At the end of the ceremony, they had a guy playing the bagpipes, and he was wearing a kilt.
Of course.
Well, I'll have you know, when the summer's in full swing like it was, I like to wear my kilt occasionally. It makes a bold statement.
Oh.
As you know, tradition dictates that a gentleman wearing a kilt does not wear underwear.
Mm-hmm.
However, be advised, if you wear a kilt without underwear at my age, when you walk, it sounds like you're wearing flip-flops.
Oh, jeez.
Take a gander at that, ladies. In the world of science, new research suggests that moderate drinking lowers your risk of having a heart attack. Some doctors recommend 2 alcoholic beverages a day, or as I like to call it, breakfast. Another new study shows that coffee may help prevent erectile dysfunction, thus answering the question, how do you spot an amorous guy at Starbucks? He's got his grande in one hand and his coffee in the other.
That's a grande. That's some big erection.
There you go. In the news, a woman accused her boyfriend of gluing her vagina shut.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, sure. And she's now pleaded guilty to making a false police report. Okay. I bet she wishes that she had super glued her mouth shut. It would have saved her some jail time. Right? A prosthetic leg that was found in a river was recently returned to its owner. A dairy farmer helped them locate the prosthetic. That's right. Because who better than a dairy farmer to find a missing calf?
Okay.
Oh my, I better go. I've been on Amazon while we were talking, and I think I just bought a can of extra duty wasp spray and a portable bidet. Those are two things you definitely don't want to get confused. Well, this is Dick Hitzwater, sitting in for Thurston Cox, and this has been Some Other News.
Look at him.
All right. Oh, yeah. Having a ball over there.
Yeah.
Going in for Thursday.
You don't want to spray your ass with wasp spray.
Oh, no. Goodness,
heck no.
Probably burn.
Especially the extra duty wasp spray.
Extra duty. Why would you do that?
Heavy. Not heavy duty. Extra duty.
That would be very painful. Okay. I'm so sorry, Christy. What else is going on?
By the way, the eagle was in a cage later.
Yeah,
I was just thinking, you sit down in your seat, and you got the middle seat, and the guy's, my eagle's going to be, he likes the window seat. What?
Well, will you share him the armrest at least? My God.
Oh, he'll peck your hand, man.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
A Miss England finalist became the first woman in the pageant's history.
Yes, I'm so pretty.
To compete without wearing any makeup.
Oh, aren't I brave?
According to CNN, Melissa Rauf moved forward to the pageant semifinals and now will compete for the crown this October. The 20-year-old college student told the UK's independent newspaper, I have recently accepted that I'm beautiful in my own skin. That's why I decided to compete with no makeup. She continued, quote, it means a lot to me as I feel many girls of different ages wear makeup because they feel pressure to do so. If one is happy in their own skin, we should not be made to cover up our face with makeup.
What place did she come in?
She's not. She's in the finals.
She's, yeah, the, but. I,
great.
So she lost, huh?
Yeah, maybe she shouldn't have grown out that armpit and crotch hair.
Yeah. You guys.
Well, how are the judges? Not, I mean, what are they supposed to do now?
Right?
Yeah, they've been put in a position.
Yes.
And if you see this, she's apparently the only one who's been to a dentist, so she's got that going for her.
Okay.
She's, what I would call this is hot privilege.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah, okay.
She's super attractive, and I've got hot privilege. Need anything? Nothing to augment that. I don't know. It was my six-year-old.
Yeah, she's kind of cute.
My six-year-old, we were taking the dog into town to get some coffee on Saturday morning. And
yes.
I said, Finn, can you guys get ready, please? And I came around the corner, and little heart walks around the corner, full makeup. But you know, when you're six, you know, her lips are kind of
sure. Oh, sure, but it was clownish.
It's fun. Sometimes she'll put like the lipstick instead of the eyeliner, so it's red up here.
That is fun.
It's
yeah.
a real good time.
Do you make her take it off?
No, it was fun. Hilarious. She looked great. She wanted to wear it.
My daughter's not going out looking like that. I'm not going to have you go to Chuck E. Cheese dressed as some harlot.
Heart's holding your stuffed animal. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Standing there by the ball pit.
When I read about this, what is it, Miss England, and it said she was barefaced. I thought she was going to go out with a Paddington mask on.
Then I read, that's barefaced.
Very funny. It's a very funny joke.
I mean, is this going to be the next
she's
thing?
She's really pretty with makeup on.
Well, she's really pretty either way. It's great.
Oh, I mean, it's night and day.
Really?
Yeah. She's got a fake tan in that other picture.
Yeah. And the makeup now, the contouring, it's insane. Everyone just kind of looks like Kim Kardashian. It's a whole different world now.
Oh, you mean the smoky eye?
Yeah, man.
Smoky eye. The blazing eyebrows. Naive. I like to think that women put makeup on because they want to.
No.
Not because they have to.
No.
Ah, boy.
Man, I'm wearing it now every day in here because I looked at old videos and I was like, you guys never said anything to me? Mm-hmm. Look awful.
Well, you needed less makeup in the old videos.
Two different jokes, both funny.
Very funny.
You stepped on each other, but it was great.
I was
like an Irish.
I didn't know what Tom
said.
Was yours?
I said we talk about her as soon as she leaves the room.
Right.
You
right.
Oh, I said you needed less makeup in the old videos. Yeah.
They were both very mean.
Christy's right. The look Christy just gave me. If looks could kill, I would be decimated.
Okay. We're dead. Now,
speaking of makeup, Rihanna's makeup company is releasing a new product that could either be lip gloss or a packet of ketchup.
Huh.
Collaboration with art collective MSCHF.
Mischief,
I guess. It's called Ketchup or Makeup.
Ugh.
It's a $25 palette featuring six individually wrapped packets that contain either red, sparkly lip gloss, or the tomato-based condiment. You can purchase it at ketchupormakeup.com.
Hey, Josh, either way, you're a winner.
What the hell's the point of this?
So, Josh.
What does that even mean?
I think he's calling you fat and gay in that joke. I think he's saying that you're fat and you're like ketchup.
No, I'm saying if you grab one of these ladies and, you know, if it's ketchup, good. You can dip your fries in her face.
Dip your fries.
If its makeup.
You know, I don't know what happened, but are they feeding nitrous over to your area?
Something.
What's going on?
I thought it was sort of a schoolyard attack. Like he was saying, you need the ketchup for your fries, and then later you like to dance like a lady or something in the mirror. I don't know.
No, so in other words, if you buy this, it's part of this art project. You may be getting ketchup. You may be getting lipstick.
You don't know until you tear each of the packets.
Would you prefer Josh glossy mayo?
You gotta read the room.
He's clearly upset.
Yeah. No, I'm not upset. I'm trying to catch up here on the, no pun intended, on the insults that came in such a barrage. First, he had to slightly, just very subtly correct me by saying, when I said decimated, inferring I'd be dead because I've been decimated.
Yeah. You could be dead. You could still be alive.
I think that's where it started. Yeah.
Wow, that son of a bitch. Yeah. They couldn't just let that sit there.
What a snot.
Yeah.
I know. That's how I feel about you.
Oh,
yeah. You see what I mean?
Oh, and now from this.
With friends like these, John. So,
either way, you're either going to end up with makeup or ketchup on your junk. You can get lucky.
This is ridiculous.
No, it's going to be fun. People are going to open it on TikTok and then dip a fry in it.
I hate everything about it.
Who's
behind this?
Rihanna.
It makes me root for Chris Brown.
No, John.
You set us up.
Wow, nice.
Well, you've redeemed yourself now. Got an unusual request here, ladies and gentlemen. This is from Matt.
Hi, Matt.
He writes, I spent the entire weekend on Spotify enjoying the archive of your stuff. A bunch of our old stuff has been posted on Spotify in the last week or so. I was hoping to request one of the classics. My team in fantasy football is named after this song.
Why is he requesting it? It's on Spotify.
Yeah, why is he bugging
us? Doesn't make any sense. I'm just pointing out the folly of this whole thing.
Tom, I think between us we can get rid of him.
I think we can. No, because he's named his fantasy football team after this song. And we can only play parts of this. If you want to hear the whole thing, you'll have to go to Spotify. This is a little tune called Taint.
Your mustache is tickling me.
Well, technically it's known as the perineum, but I like to call it your taint.
Taint? Why do you call it that?
Let me explain, honey.
No, we had to edit out
the whole song.
Just the setup. Seconds. Just the setup, the choruses, and the verses. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Becky.
So now everybody's going to run to Spotify. Thanks.
Okay, sorry. Don't go now.
Please. No, don't go now.
Greg, you're a man who's been around a woman or two. You know your directions, and you know you want to go south, that sort of thing.
What?
You're going to go south.
Are you familiar with the term the taint?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, very good.
I've heard of that before.
Okay, now you have a tattoo on yours, right?
No, I got no tattoo. How long till we get to talk about Europe again? They always talk about the girls in Amsterdam.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
The prostitutes.
Yeah,
never met the girls in Erie, PA? Freebies. Come on. America, baby.
Freebies.
Well, thank you very much. We have a lot to get to. Christy, give me the teaser, please.
Oh, coming up, what do we want to talk about? GPAs and music going hand in hand. They're spanking back in Missouri in one of the school districts. And apparently a Texas church is in trouble for doing Hamilton. They've been fined.
Oh, okay. Hamilton the play.
Yes.
Well,
what do you think I meant?
George Hamilton? What are you talking about?
Yeah. The blender?
Hamilton Beach?
Coming up in a few.
Bless you.
Do you want a squeegee?
Bless you.
That was rough.
Sorry, I have COVID.
Thank you.
That's not funny.
I thought it was.
Got a better laugh than most of his jokes.
Oh. Well, that's not me.
I feel like I should be playing to it Mondays, am I right?
Don't talk to me like that.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.